In Hollywood's golden age, stars were everywhere. As well as entertaining us in the local movie theatre, many of them also came to our home, our very own living room. Here they would perform radio versions of big-name films. Screen Directors Playhouse was famous for the lavish use of stars in their productions. Listen now and find out why it really was just like having your very own film studio in your living room.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, proudly presents...
Screen Directors Playhouse, star Alan Ladd, production Chicago Deadline, director Lewis Allen.
The Hollywood Screen Directors present the transcribed journal of a phantom search. Tonight, for the first time on the air, the motion picture drama Chicago Deadline, starring Alan Ladd in his original role of Ed Adams. In the pale half-light of a hospital room, a man and a woman stand beside a bed, watching the bright, restless eyes of Ed Adams and hearing his scattered words.
Rosita didn't have to die. I had to tell them. Make them understand. Rosita. Everything in the dress book. Rosita. She didn't have
He's sick,
to
Doctor.
Die.
So sick.
Fever from the bullet wound.
It is a good hospital, isn't it?
Story.
You'll take care of him.
Of course. Make them understand.
Miss Purdy, you said Mr. Adams is a reporter.
A reporter. Ed says they build him tough in Chicago.
Who's this Rosita? Is he in love with her?
In a way, I guess. He must have fallen in love with her. I don't know when. Last night, today.
We should find her.
I know where she is, Doctor.
Where?
The city morgue. She died yesterday morning.
Leona.
Yes, Ed. It's Leona.
I wanted to help her. I wanted to help Rosita.
Ed, you can't help her anymore.
Leona.
You have to sleep.
Tired.
Sleep.
Sleep. Rosita. Listen, Rosita. You gave me a deadline until you were buried. I had till then to find out your story, to tell them the truth about you. And now they'll bury you tomorrow. I tried, Rosita. From the beginning, yesterday morning.
I run a straight hotel, Ed.
Maggie, I told you there's $10 in it if anything happens to your hotel. And you call me at the Chronicle before you call the cops.
Well, I did, Ed.
All right, here's your $10. Now, what's up?
Right in this room here. It's a girl. She's dead.
Yeah, what killed her?
Just up and died. Sick, Ed. TB.
Oh? I paid $10 to find out a girl died from TB in this flea trap?
What'd you expect, Ed? Lincoln's assassination?
Well, let's have a look at her. Why, she's just a kid.
Yeah, pretty kid, too.
Great way to check out, isn't it? What's her name, Maggie?
Oh, it's French or something. Rosita... Rosita Jean Dur.
Rosita Jean Dur. Does she have any baggage?
Yeah, those few things on the dresser, Ed.
The worldly possessions of Rosita Jean Dur. Lipstick, nail file,